The Svarim HaKdoshim say that each Chag has its Inyan. The Inyan of Purim, the Inyan of Chanukah, is they were two Chagim that were Darabonon, number one. Boy, Darabonon, they were after the Zmanim of the Nisim Gdolim of Klal Yisrael. They were the Zman, one was the time of the Beis HaMikdash Chanukah, but yet they were under the Shlita of Yavam. And Purim was at the time when they were in Galus. As both of them are the Muslim for Galus, but Purim is the biggest remez for Galus, because the Chag of Purim happened when Klal Yisrael was mamish in Galus, at his Zman of Korban Beis HaMikdash. And it's coming to teach us, even in the Galus we're in now, we could still be zeicher to big yeshuas and big gulays on a yochidika level, and bez Hashem for kol klal Yisrael on a big level. But the shail is, how do we make gulays be yeshuas? As in Purim, there's a big lesson from Mordechai and a big lesson from Esther, that they were the two key figures of the Megillah, and has a very big point for all of us to learn from in life. As the Chavetz Chaim takes Mordechai, and he speaks about it, and he buys a big yisoid. How did the story of Purim happen? Haman makes a gzeirah, and everyone has to be kareya u'mishtachaveh. And Mordechai is loy kara v'loy mishtachaveh. From that, Haman gets upset at the Yidden and makes a gzeirah, and the rest is history. Azak the Chavetz Chaim, when Mordechai was loy koreya v'loy mishtachaveh, the Yidden were very not happy. They said, that's very dangerous. You know, when you're in Iran, you got to go with the guy who's in charge of Iran. If you don't do like the guy who's in charge of Pras, it's very dangerous. They're not easy guys. Yeah. We know that. It hasn't changed since then. They were very upset at Mordechai. But Mordechai held that al pi halacha he wasn't supposed to be, and he held it was an argval yavam. He held that it was a matzav where he couldn't be, and he held strong, and he was loy koreya veloy mishtachaveh, even though it was a matzav of sakana. But he held al pi halacha he is not allowed to be koreya u'mishtachaveh, and he held stark with his Yiddishkeit, and he held stark with his ideas. Azak the Chafetz Chaim, Mikan is a limud l'dayreis. He says in every door the Haman changes and the Nisyanis changes. But one thing doesn't change. There's a lot of Yidden that fall throughout Galus. And there are Yechidim that have the Kayach in Galus when the Nisyanis around them to be loy koreya veloy mishtachaveh. The dogma, which is very negative to many of us. The end of the Zman, Bochrim are going to sleep 3 in the morning, they're getting up late. As there's a matzav of Bochrim that they go with the flow. It's the end of the Zman, it's other time. And then there's someone, loy koreya veloy mishtachaveh. I don't care what everyone's doing. There's a matzav when it comes different things. People leave the Zman early, and there are people, they're loy koreya veloy mishtachaveh. They stand up for what's right. And it goes much, much deeper. Those are little things, little pratim, but in life there are many nekudas of loy koreya veloy mishtachaveh. Everyone in life has his nisyonos, and he feels he must do it, even though he knows it's wrong. And we learn from Mordechai to have the koyach of loy koreya veloy mishtachaveh, to stand up and hold strong. As he's a dugma l'dayris, and that was what was piled the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. And adds the Chafetz Chaim a very powerful knech to this part, very beautiful knech. It says, after Purim, the Yidden were hada kiblu. By Matan Torah, even though they said Nasa v'nishma, but they had to be koifin alav har kegigas. And the Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Noach explains, they weren't willing to be makabel down milas b'toira, the yigiyas ha-toira, the working hard to get up early every day, to plug through every sugya, all the time. They weren't willing to be mekabel. We'll be mekabel the Torah, leicht and good. Of the shverkain, the work, the ameles, the egia of limud haTorah and shviras haTorah. But when it came to Purim, the Gemara in Shabbos Peicha says hader kiblu. Freg the Chavetz Chaim, what was the yichud of Nes Purim that they were hader kiblua? As he says, a very interesting pshat. He says, because the Yidden told Mordechai, very nice, it's Yeharig Val Yagvar. Of a tachlis geret, if you're not going to be Kirei at a Haman, it's going to cause a tragedy in Klal Yisrael. It's going to cause Eva, Sinner, the anti-Semitism is going to rise across the world. Everyone's going to be, Mamish, it's going to go big. It's going to get out of hand. And Mordechai didn't. And Avada, when Mordechai didn't, and Pahaman made the Gzeira, Lahashmid, Laharig, all the Yin came over to Mordechai. And they said, I told you so. You think you're a gadol. You're not my gadol. I told you so. You don't know what you're doing. You're too strong. You're too serious. You're too intense. You don't know what you're doing. But then there was a huge Yeshua. And the Yin saw, because Mordechai was loy kireya v'loy mishtachaveh, not only the anti-Semitism went down, they were given a gzeira from a melech, Achashverosh, who was a huge son of Yisrael, to kill all the anti-Semites. And there was a mapecha. Mordechai became mamish, the head of the memshalah. You know, sometimes you could have a son-in-law of the president. You know, Mordechai was the second in charge, from Yid, Mamish Yid with Langa Pei, Nifladik. And the whole Malchus changed. Why? Because Mordechai was Loi Korea, the Loi Mishtachaveh. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, this is a limud ledoiris for all of us. In those matzavim where it's hard not to give in, we feel we have to go with the flow, I can't anymore. I must give in. Hold strong. Because when you hold strong, you loy kireya, veloy mishtachaveh, you'll be zeicha in the long run for nisim v'iflois. And he says that's what made the yid nasiv and ishma. Again, biratzin. Why? Because why don't yidin be loyim de teira kirai? Why aren't they shayim a mitzis kirai? Because it's hard. And something when it's hard, it feels like it's bad for me. But what they saw in Purim, Mordechai did something that was very hard, that looked like it was terrible, v'nahapechu. It was nishapech, it was good for them. As that was their limud lo'olam vayet, being shomer Torah mitzvos, limud ha-Torah, at the end, it's gonna be good for you. As that's what caused them to be hoder kiblu. That's how the Chofetz Chaim learns, and it's very powerful. As the Chofetz Chaim's big zog on Purim was lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh. That's the chizik in galus. That's going to take us out of the galus we're in. To hold strong. To be individuals for what's right. I come to Seder at 9:40, maybe even 9:30. I don't care what everyone's doing. I learn Friday night. I don't care what everyone is doing. I learn very shtaik. I finish mesechtas. I learn things, Mishnayos, Mishneh Berurah. I don't care if there's a Seder Yeshiva. I know what's right. I'm shomer my peh from Lashon Hara. I watch what I'm looking at. Why? Because I know what's right. And Eloi Korea v'Eloi Mishtachaveh. As that's what Purim is very inspiring us, and it gives us this beautiful kaya to be able to stand strong. You could add to the Arizal, you could add to the Chofetz Chaim, the Svarim HaKadoshim bring down from the Arizal a very interesting Tosefes. Mordechai was the Gilgal of Yaakov Avinu. Esav was the Gilgal, Haman was the Gilgal of Esav. Yaakov Avinu was Kireya LeEsav when he met Esav, as it needed a tikkun. The tikkun of that was that Esav came back b'tor Haman, he was a great grandson of Esav, and Yaakov Avinu came back b'tor Mordechai, and he was loy koreya v'loy mishtachaveh. He did the tikkun of what happened many years ago. He was misakin, and they were zeicha from the gula, from the klipa of Esav at that point. Very, very powerful. You know, it's nice stories, Gulgulim, but mi yodea, what you're here to be metaken. Your loy kareya v'loy mishtachaveh is your tikkun. It's a very powerful Arizal. That was his tikkun. That was what he was put in the world to be loy kareya v'loy mishtachaveh in that matziv, and he made the tikkun. And he made gulas. Okay. As that's the powerful lesson from Mordechai, the Chofetz Chaim takes out. In the Chassidish Svarim, they handle more Esther. Yeah, nothing has to do with Chassidus, this Nakuda, but Lamaisa, they handle very much the godless of Esther. Mordechai tells Esther, there's a gzeira out, as you should go to Achashverosh. She sends Mordechai back a message. He sends Mordechai back. Listen, if you come to the Melech, okay, she was married to a beast. She was married to an animal. She knew how he got rid of his first wife. He got upset at her once. Yeah. This guy is really dangerous dictator. Yeah. You go in, Shaloi Bershus, he gets upset at you. He kills you. As Esther said something that made a lot of sense. She said, if I go into Achashverosh, Shaloi Kiroi, okay, it's suicidal. It's walking at your suicider. Like, it's not a shtabus. What could I do? Wait till it's my turn. The gzeira's not for a long time anyway. She talked very besechel. And Mordechai said back to her, you got to go now. And if you don't go now, miyadatem le'es kazois higata l'malchus. Very strongly he spoke to her. Behind Mordechai had bitochen in Hashem, the shtadlus is now. As she goes, v'mesiris nefesh, she listens to Mordechai, she goes in, and she's mamish moisa nafshay for klal yisrael. First she does her own tshuva, she's tainis for 3 days, and then she, oh, klal yisrael together does tshuva. When she got in, Zok the Medrash, as soon as Achashverosh saw, Chamosoi Barabo. She was right. This guy's a kaisan. He's got kas issues. And he doesn't learn Musa Seder Achashverosh. Yeah. He saw, he said, I'm taking her head off. She's worse than Vashti. All of a sudden, Malachim came and Nasim Chut Shel Chein Al Yada. The Malachim came and calmed him down. And all of a sudden, Achashverosh becomes the sweetest husband. Hi, my sweet wife. What could I do for you? Sadi Gomer. Mamish, like he went there, Baron David Shalom Bayis classes. Ad Chatzi HaMalchus. Mamish, the Mushkis HaGadol that's about to take his wife's head off, all of a sudden becomes Mamish, the sweetest, nicest hubby. What could I do for you? First of all, it teaches us a gevaldike yisaid in life. The way a husband looks at a wife and the way a wife looks at a husband is bashert. Don't make all the excuses for lack of shalom bias. I call me shalmayim. Oh, but we'll put that on the side. We're not giving on shalom bias now. But what is very important for us to learn, and this is very important, is Esther went and she had a moment. If you think a minute about Esther's life, here she was married to Mordechai. She was the Rebbetzin of the Gadol Hadar. She was like Rebbetzin Chaim Kamrievsky. She was married to the Gadol Hadar. She was a Yisoyma Nebuch. She didn't have a father. She didn't have a mother. She had a rough life. But finally, she was married to the Gadol Hadar, who was her uncle, who raised her, who took care of her. It was Mamish Fudayifar, and she finally gets that moment where she has her future very bright, and all of a sudden she's taken to Achashverosh. She did not want the shidduch. She was totally against the shidduch. Yeah, she knew that this guy is an animal. a terrible person to be married. She has a nice palace, but money can't buy you everything. Just as all the rich people. To live with a guy like Ahasuerus, Oyem Venayra. She was ice mensch. Here she's in a matziv. She's like, feels like her world turned upside down on her. She has an asayin. She ain't kamayu. Zogda Rizal, the Svarim HaKadoshim bring. She was the Gilgal of Rachel Eishes Yaakov. In the first Gilgal, she was supposed to be Misakin Esav. She didn't. She came down. Ahasuerus was Ki'ilu. She had to make the tikkun. She had with him the son Daryovish that built the Beis HaMikdash afterwards. She was Metakin and she saved the Yidden. Comes him, Mordechai, and says to her, she's like, she could have been depressed. She could have needed trauma therapy. She was like, her whole life was turned over. Mordechai comes and he speaks very strong. Mi yedeyem le'es kazois higata l'malchus. Here, you're so depressed, you feel so bad, things are not going the way I wanted, I always thought I would be a top bacher, I always thought I would make the great shit up, and look, life is just not turning out the way I wanted. Zab, no kliches, who wants it? Ugh, now you're sending me to do, it's crazy. She lifted herself up, she continued, she did what she's supposed to do, and what do we call it? Do we call it Megillas Mordechai? We call it Megillas Esther. She was the one that the Yeshua is Nikra Al Shmai. She had a huge Nisayan in life. And she stood up. And she was Misakin her Nisayan. She stood up and she made the Tikkun. She was Mais and Nefesh. She did what she had to do. And Jadei Delacha, she was stuck with this guy afterwards. She stayed married to Ahasuerus afterwards. She told Mordechai, that's it, we're finished. Now it's Beratza and the Gemara says, we're finished. But still, she did it. It's not one of those stories that have the happy endings. Yeah, she's not Cinderella, Vechula. It doesn't, she marries the king in Zehu. She married the king and it was horrific. And she was stuck with him. Abba Lamaisa, she did the gula. It's Beschusa called Megillas Esther. She stood up. She was Moisa Nafsha for Klal Yisrael. She went ahead. She went to her husband. She cried. And she saved the Yidden. Yeah. As this is also a very powerful lesson in life. We all have our Esther moments in life. Where we feel life is not working the way we want it to. Life is just not the way we imagined it. And many of us, we lose ourselves. And we just go down the drain because it's not going the way I wanted it anyway. I'm not the mutzlach that I wanted to be. It's not working out the way I want. And we have those moments where we just... She stood up. She stood up and she made a tikkun gadol. A tikkun that caused the gula of Klal Yisrael. And not at ubeis avicha toivedu, no at avichu went down in netzach nitzachim as the goyalim of Klal Yisrael that give us hope ad hayoyim. As Mordechai in his way lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh, and Esther in her way that she didn't let her matziv get to her, she stood up and she did what she had to do even though it was a horrific matziv. Those are the two people that empower us in our galus and that'll help us that be'ezus Hashem. We should all go out of our galus and we should resolve Klal Yisrael for big gu'ulais v'yeshuais b'karev. What empowered Mordechai, what empowered Esther, is one nekuda. Lo'idia shekol koivecha lo yivoishu v'lo yukomu l'netzach. Bitochem b'Hashem. Whatever the matziv is, wherever I am, it's for the best of me. We've lost so many people because they said, I see it's not going good for me anyway. I'm not accomplishing what I want. My life doesn't look like what it wants. I really pictured things differently. I'm so disappointed. And they don't have the strength to continue and go on. We've lost so many people where they have those nisyonis, where they just get pulled on by the rest of the world, and they're not miskaber. As Mordechai and Esther empower us, it's the last chodesh before chodesh Nisan, Zman b'nisan igalu, b'nisan esidun igal. It's the yontif in Golus that empowers us how we should be able to be misala and misbroimim in our Golus and raise above our nisyanis and to be zeicha, to be gulais and be yeshuais. As havoy, let's be nischazik together. Loy lichroya veloy lishtachave. Everyone knows where his nisyanis. Not to be nisboil from our matzavim. It's not exactly what we had in mind. Not to get confused, not to give up, to hold strong together. And be boiteach, Hashem's gonna help us. We have to keep on doing what's right and hold strong. Hashem Yazar. Every individual in Klal Yisrael does should be zeicha like Mordechai saw and Esther saw. Geulais v'yeshuas for them, for Klal Yisrael. La Yehudim Haisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasayin V'Yikar. They were Mahapich not only for them. And the last point of the Chafetz Chaim, to be Chada Kiblua. Because when you hold strong and you do what's right, Soif HaKovid Yavai, V'Soif HaYeshua's Lavai. You don't see it right away. You can go through hardships, many hardships in life. Let's be mechazik ourselves together. Let's hold on strong. And as Hashem, we should all be zeicha. Rosh Chodesh is chal now. We should be zeicha. It should be a chodesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mahapach kol ha-yogun v'simcha. Kol ha-golis l'gulis. Usually, the other years, I waited to Purim. I finally grew up and got smarter. The Olam's too drunk, too stoned on Purim. If you want to talk about Purim, Hashem gave me the Seichel, you got to start 2 weeks before. And Ulai, 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 with the Hashpah of Adar, it could all go in anyway. As we did Tshuva this year, we started early. But the idea is, let's be mechazik together and chab the iris of the chag right away on Rosh Chodesh, machanaya kabbalah, to be a starke end of the zman, a starke hamshocha. As Hashem, we should be zeicha to mishe nichnis adar marbim b'simcha. What does it mean, mishe nichnis adar marbim b'simcha? As you go to the wine store, they have a big thing. Mishenichnis Adar Marvin Besimcha. If you buy 3 bottles of wine, the 4th one's on us. They believe Yayin is Mishenichnis Adar Marvin Besimcha. And we believe Lo Yichre V'Lo Yishtachaveh. We believe like Esther, holding stark and doing what you're supposed to. That brings La Yehudim Haisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasayin V'Yikar. That brings to an emes of simcha in life. Because when I'm happy about myself, I don't have to fill myself up with wine. I don't even have to fill myself up with food. Because I'm full of simcha. Because I know I'm standing up, I'm doing what's right. I feel good about myself. As Chodesh Adar is miyuchid, that we all should have a simcha dika Chodesh Adar together, full of gulais v'yeshuas.